The more complicated thing to explore, which the Buddhist tradition very definitely argues, is that in a rather mysterious way, a way that's not easy to discern, your intentions also modify what comes, what modify the world around you, and may affect what comes back at you. So that what you do, you know, in a general way, or what you do in a very strong way, may bring back at you a proportionate response from the world around you. Now, Buddhism very, very definitely says that not everything that happens to you happens because of karma. And this is partly what this illustrates, isn't it? Because part of what's happening to you is because of the physical inorganic. Part of it's to do with the organic. If you catch a disease, a virus, it's partly, mainly, perhaps even, to do with organic matters. Maybe affected by your mental state, that, you know, because it's also been shown that, you know, a positive, generally positive approach to life is health-giving, but presumably beyond a certain point, no amount of healthy attitude can mean you evade sickness. But yes, it's very definitely not the case that everything that happens to you is the result of karma. But according to tradition, some things that happen to you from outside may be, in a way that's not easy to discern, the consequence of your past actions. So I've heard this described. In fact, Sangharakshita said that he thought the best way to think about this was that karma was, in this sense, a law of attraction. That mental states and worldly situations sort of attract each other. And so that, you know, the development of very, very negative mental states will tend to attract to you very painful and negative experiences. Not always, and not everything that happens can be explained in that way. Much of it, you know, we live in a world where bricks fall on heads. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, if there's a plane crash and many people are killed, you can't say it's their karma, because there'll be good people there, there'll be bad people there, and probably mostly fairly ordinary people who are neither good nor bad. So we don't try to explain everything in that way. But sometimes you sort of feel that, in certain cases, I've once or twice experienced this myself, that there's something that sort of seems to keep happening that I can't just put down to coincidence. Or not, I can go no further than saying, perhaps that's to do with something from the past. I'm not even able to really say what it is. The Buddha himself said that, don't bother about it. Don't think about it. Just accept that this may happen. But, you know, don't try to piece it all out. In the Buddhist teaching, there is a bit of a tendency to sort of go karmic explanation hunting. I think in the West tend to be over psychological in our approach to karma, but in the Buddhist East, there's often, you know, a failure to sort of think in terms of the internal effects of karma, and more of a tendency to look for explanations from outside.